State Representative Carl Gilliard, D. Savannah, Chair of the Georgia Legislative Black Caucus, GLBC, urges the Georgia General Assembly to increase state funding for the state's historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs. The caucus has expressed concern that the state's current funding formula for its public higher education institutions has negatively impacted HBCUs, such as Savannah State University. We are very concerned that decreased enrollment at several institutions will leave HBCUs without the financial support needed to strengthen those universities, said Gilliard. HBCUs are undervalued in the current funding formula. We need to do a better job providing financial support for quality, basic education to equip bright minds that will soon lead our future. Without adequate funding, some of the oldest black colleges in our state, like Savannah State University, will not survive. Our HBCUs are the engine of the black talent pipeline to workforce industries, said State Representative Inga Willis, D. Atlanta, Communications Chair of the GLBC. In spite of repeat systemic underfunding, the HBCU ecosystem continues to produce the top number of black PhDs, MDs, educators, attorneys and changemakers. As a Howard alumna and fourth-generation HBCU graduate, I view this approach to altering the historic thumbprint of our institutions as indicative of a destructive political pattern. The state's recent $66 million budget cut for our university system does not reflect an intention to educate Georgians equally but, rather, to cause those who suffer to suffer even more. Savannah State University President Kimberly Ballard Washington recently announced that she will step down from her post with the university. Additionally, the university recently laid off employees to address the financial fallout of declining enrollment. Savannah State University is the oldest public HBCU in the state, said Gilliard. It is an atrocity that for so many years the university has been plagued with not being able to have the amount of funding or attention needed for leaders to lead or staff to function. As an alumnus of two HBCUs, Florida A&M University and North Carolina Central University, I recognize the critical role that our universities play in advancing the educational progress for black students and their social economic trajectories, said Omari Crawford, D. Decatur. The majority of HBCUs receive annual appropriations from state legislatures based upon their land-grant status. Yet, land-grant HBCUs have been grossly underfunded in an amount that exceeds $12 billion. It is critical that our HBCUs receive appropriate funding to fulfill the rights that our black students have been historically deprived of. Georgia and the entire country is best served when fair funding enables all college students to equally implement their positive ideas. In September, the GLBC will begin its Black College-University Tour. This initiative will emphasize the need for supportive funding and resources for Georgia HBCUs. The tour will also serve as a listening tour to hear from the students at these universities. For more information on the GLBC's Black College-University Tour, click here or call 404-651-5569. Recognized as one of the largest black caucuses in the nation, the GLBC is a group of elected officials dedicated to advocating for the needs and concerns of black Georgians. The caucus includes 74 members who represent more than 3 million residents. Gilliard represents the citizens of District 162, which includes portions of Chatham County. He was elected to the House of Representatives in 2016 and currently serves on the Appropriations Subcommittee on Economic Development and the Creative Arts and Entertainment, Insurance, Interstate Cooperation, Natural Resources and Environment, Reapportionment and Redistricting, State Properties and Transportation Committees. Willis represents the citizens of District 55, which includes portions of Fulton County. She was elected to the House of Representatives in 2022 and currently serves on the Agriculture and Consumer Affairs, Small Business Development and State Planning and Community Affairs Committees. Crawford represents the citizens of District 84, which includes portions of DeKalb County. He was elected to the House of Representatives in 2022 and currently serves on the Budget and Fiscal Affairs Oversight, Intergovernmental Coordination and Judiciary Committees.